Hey, School of Sales fam, Macy McNeely here. As I am recording this episode, my friends, I am looking at a picture of baby Shu, baby girl Shu. She had her baby, Kitty did, and she's here and healthy and beautiful. And we love her so much, our little sales girl. We've had like six babies in our business together, all the team, over the last 4 years. We've been in business for like 6 years, but the babies has been six babies in 4 years. And I am so proud of that. Just building babies and businesses all day. Hey, I want to talk about how to know how to frame your offer. I want people to walk around the streets and say, man, this girl, she's a life coach, but she's not just any life coach. She's the life coach for me. Man, this person, she doesn't have just any fitness program. She has the perfect program for me. Man, this person, they write books, but it's not just any book. It's the perfect book for me. That's what I want people to walk around saying about you. And there's really a very easy way to do this that is much more intuitive than you think that it is. For whatever reason, people get into sales conversations and they lock up. Not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people will just kind of lock up and tense up and think, oh, I've got to start talking about my offer. I got to start talking about the product. I've got to start asking questions about the product itself. So for example, let's say you're at the farmer's market, you sell local honey. Someone comes up to you, asks about honey, your honey, and you start asking questions in the sense of like, oh, what has you interested in honey? Have you ever tried honey before? Have you had local honey? What do you typically use honey in, you know, how do you use it in your day-to-day life? Do you wish you used it more? Do you like prefer certain flavors? Do you drink tea? Like there's just all sorts of things that you can ask about the honey specifically. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I would consider those to be quote unquote right questions, quote unquote. But I don't want you to think about asking the right questions. I want you to think about asking the relevant questions. Relevant, relevant, relevant. Okay. And relevant questions is basically like, how can I get ingredients here to make a perfect meal for them? Okay. And if you're always asking about the product or the service or the offer itself, you're just not getting the full range of ingredients. You're just getting the few ingredients that might make a very bland meal. So I want you to think about a chef for a second when they're creating a recipe. Like they gotta have a lot of product knowledge, okay? They gotta have product knowledge about all ingredients. Like think about this, all ingredients, not only all ingredients, but their flavor, the texture, all the ways that you can cook them, how certain flavors go together. They've gotta have product knowledge about like kitchen utensils and appliances and serving food and how to like keep foods hot. And there's just so much that goes into making a beautiful meal. And that is required of you as well as the sales girl. It's your job, it's your duty, it's your obligation to have lots of product knowledge in the vicinity of what you offer so that you can create that beautiful meal. Now I know what you're thinking, Macy, how on earth am I supposed to know what to learn about? How do I know what product knowledge to have? And that is something that gets discovered over time through having conversations with people. Now, if you're like, Macy, I know you're so distracted by my knowledge of kitchening things, cooking things. One thing about me is I watched a lot of Food Network growing up. My favorite thing to do was to come home and to watch Barefoot Contessa, which came before Everyday Italian, which was Giada De Laurentiis. My favorite thing was watching cooking shows. I still love it. It's just so relaxing. And one of the shows that also came on, this was coming on like at the 7 p.m. mark, so it was getting a little late. Okay, so I didn't always get to watch it. I would have like some sort of practice or something typically. It was Chopped. And Chopped is where they have these chefs who have all these kitchens. Okay, there's like four kitchens setups. And on the counter is a basket. And in that basket was a random assortment of ingredients. And their job was like in 15 or 20 minutes to make a meal for the judges. And based on that meal, the judges decided who was the winner, and they would do it with like appetizer, main course, and dessert, and the last man standing won. And it was really cool to see how these chefs, just their level of mastery of knowing how to pull flavors together in the unexpected way, that's what made them win, you know? And so that's how I want you to think about yourself, is like, how can I get these ingredients that don't seemingly go together, but I can make them go together? And honestly, y'all, you can, when you have enough product knowledge of unrelated things, you can almost always pull it together. Okay. So I want to give you an example of this local honey situation. Let's say the guy comes and says, "Hey, I might be interested in your local honey." I do think a good first question to ask is something along the lines of, what has you interested? Like, what made you walk up to me and raise your hand, so to speak, to ask about my offer? And, you never know what could come up. He could say something like, "Well, I'm making a new recipe. It was a friend told me about you. I heard you have the lavender honey and I love lavender." Or you might say, "I have like local allergies or allergies, and I think local honey would really help me." That's really helpful to know what direction to go in from there. It's like the breadcrumb that you pick up and know where to step next. So let's say he says, "I have these terrible, terrible allergies." I'd be like, "Okay, that's super interesting." Now, if I was selling local honey, I would for sure need to know a little bit about allergies. Okay. Cause I do know a lot of people use local honey for allergies. And I also would want to know more about him. Okay. This is why you're not just selling an offer. You're selling to people. You've got to be the art of getting information out of people is so important. So let's say you're able to learn about him and learn that he has a podcast. He really wants to grow his podcast. He ultimately wants to grow his business. He's got some kids. One of his kids plays baseball and he just like loves being super involved in his kid's life. That's super helpful ingredient. So right now you have someone who wants to grow their podcast, wants to be an amazing dad, wants to grow his business, and has local allergies. Okay. Those are your ingredients. You opened up your basket, you look inside and you're like, "Oh, how do I make a meal with this? How can I make honey be an answer for all of these things?" And I know it is crazy to believe this, but you 100% can. So just a little bit of research deep. Okay. Tiny little bit of research. I've learned that honey has something called antimicrobial properties, local honey specifically. And what this means when you have antimicrobial properties is that it helps soothe your throat. And one thing that I do know about voice and communication with people is that people hear the tone way more than the words. In fact, they only hear 7% of the words and they hear like 33% of the tone. And when you have a podcast, that tone really carries. So making sure that your throat is soothed and clear and healthy so that your podcast can grow like wildfire is going to be super important to him. So you can actually make the honey about his podcast. What? And here's what's even better about that. Not only is that going to make him want to buy the honey, but in my opinion, what's way more valuable than anything is that he is going to want to actually use the honey consistently, because when he sees that honey, he now associates it with his tone and podcast growth. Okay. Let's talk about being an amazing dad. How on earth can local honey help him be an amazing dad? Well, sir, let's call him John. Well, John, one thing that's cool about local honey is that it does really help soothe your allergies, which means you're going to be able to coach your son's baseball team all the way to the championship. And ultimately, John, you're going to have that memory that will last a lifetime for you and your son. Like, how y'all have had a stuffy nose before and not felt good and your head hurts and your throat hurts, the way you cannot even think straight when you're sitting anywhere, much less outside at a baseball game. So you can be at the baseball game, but if you can't be like fully present and fully involved, it's just not going to be quite as impactful as actually being the coach. What? Okay, what about growing his business? How on earth could he make more money with local honey? Well, one thing John told me is he actually takes Zyrtec every single morning and he can't even get his day going until his Zyrtec has kicked in and he's able to think straight. Because those daggum allergies. Well, what's amazing about local honey is that it's going to solve the root of these allergies, which is going to help him wake up with a clear mind. One thing that I know is true about ideas is that they are honestly most likely to come in the morning. And business growth usually is the effect of a breakthrough of an idea. And so, John, for you, what could happen is your feet could hit the ground and your brain could start working immediately and have that next breakthrough idea way sooner than you think. that precious morning time can be yours again. What? Local Honey not only can grow my business, it can help me be an amazing dad, and my podcast can become like grow like wildfire just with Local Honey? Honestly, yes. Yes. And with just a little bit of research and a little bit of product knowledge and me actually in the practice of selling how Local Honey can do this, I'm such a believer. We actually created a whole like training with Local Honey as the example, because I just wanted something that was kind of like a third party object so that people could understand the principles with something that we could all understand. And me practicing selling honey with the product knowledge that I learned made me so sold on Local Honey to the point that I actually go out of my way to get Local Honey and put it on my son's lunch, his peanut butter and honey sandwich every single day, because of the selling that I did. Like, selling gets you sold. And when you're sold, you're certain. And that certainty is what helps people make a decision, because while they might not be certain, they can lean on your certainty. And that is so incredibly powerful. So this week, I highly encourage you to practice getting all of those ingredients, all those things that feel unrelated and unimportant and not valuable. And maybe they're going off on a rampage. Like, they might do that, you know, get way off track. But just ask yourself, how and is this an ingredient that could be used to help me frame the offer that is perfect for them? Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, that blew my mind and I literally cannot wrap my mind around how to do that for my offer, I really, really encourage you to join the Sell Your Offer Challenge. This is exactly what you learn to do, and we practice this all week long, baby. So all that information is going to be in the show notes below. And I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope you enjoy your week, and hopefully I'll see you in the Sell Your Offer Challenge. Bye.